where entrepreneurs come to grow. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
So now it is time for us to hear from Dr. Catrice Austin, CelebrityBrandingUSA.com, how she went from being a dentist to being on all this media. It's really amazing. Please tell us your story.
Thank you so much. Well, I have been in the dental industry for 30 years as of this year, and it really stemmed from my own personal story of not being happy with my teeth. Braces changed my life. And at the age of 15, I decided I wanted to be a dentist. And I started my business in 1998 in New York City, VIP Smiles, with the goal of becoming dentist to the stars. I wanted to make all those people who were in the media and who had a camera presence or stage presence have a smile. I figured if anyone could do it, why not me? And that was right around the time that the public really got educated on the possibilities of smile makeovers with shows like Extreme Makeover and The Swan. And once I saw that live transformation on TV, I really embraced myself in learning cosmetic dentistry, and I built a whole business on being dentist to the stars. And the one thing that I decided that I needed to do in order to propel that was to hire a publicist and really get as much visibility that I could. And the moment that I hired my first publicist, I started to get on television in New York City, the media hub. I got on Good Morning America, Today's Show, featured in magazines, and the patients really started to come. My first celebrity client was a musical legend, Isaac Hayes, and he was really intrigued. I met him in a restaurant and I just decided to interrupt his dinner. It's very rude. And I just went up to him with my elevator pitch. Hey, I'm Dr. Catrice Austin. I'm a new dentist here in New York City. I don't know if you're happy with your dentist or if you don't have a dentist, I would love to be your dentist. And he told me to sit down, have dinner with him. And wow. When I sat down and had dinner with him, he decided that he would be my first celebrity client. But not only did he do that, he put me in his entourage. He started taking me to the Oscars, the Grammys, the Acapulco film festivals, and it really broadened and gave me access that I needed to really take that dream of being dentist to the stars and running with it. So that's how I got my start. And I've gone on to work with Toni Braxton and DJ Khaled and Anthony Anderson, and most famously Cardi B, Clarissa Shields, the current heavyweight women's boxing champ, and so many more. But the pride has been working with not just the celebrities, but everyone that wants to have a beautiful, healthy, and confident smile. And using the media and what I call the fame formula is my framework of how I built that visibility and turned it into an enterprise.
Well, that's really, really great. So what did you tell Isaac Hayes about his teeth that convinced him that you were the dentist for him?
Here's the thing. Everybody needs a dentist, whether you need cosmetic dentistry or you just need a basic cleaning. And Isaac Hayes just needed a basic cleaning and, you know, just general maintenance. So, yeah.
Well, you were very brave. I mean, that took a lot of guts.
That took a lot of courage.
Famous. What gave you that courage to do that?
You know what? Honestly, I have been, and this is something that I realized, I have been approaching celebrities since I was 12 years old. My mom was very free spirit, and she let me run and kind of do the things that I always wanted to do. So I'm from Flint, Michigan, and my favorite rappers, Run DMC, came to Flint, Michigan in 1982, and I wrote a fan letter to them, and I said, you know, hey, I'm your biggest fan, and I slipped it underneath their dressing room door. And the young Russell Simmons, who went on to be a big mogul, came out and said, who wrote this letter? And I said, me. And he said, you want to come back and meet the guys? And I did. And that was the first celebrity encounter that I had. But the key was he gave me his business card, which I still have to this day. And he said, why don't you keep in touch? So when the first hip hop concert came along about a year later, I took that business card, went to the concert with my mom. And after the concert, I said, Mom, hold on. I'll be right back. I'm going to take this business card and go talk to the security guard. And I did. And I said, hey, 12 years old, I'm a friend of Russell Simmons. Here's his business card. I don't know how I knew to do that, But I got backstage to the first hip hop concert ever and met all of these celebrities. So I have had that fearlessness and the instinct to network since I was 12 years old.
Well, that's great, you know, especially for a dentist. You usually don't, dentists don't usually have that killer networking instinct, that's for sure.
So now you're teaching other people, dentists and other people, how to become sort of like entrepreneur celebrities, right?
Yeah, it's really, a celebrity is the state of being well-known. That is the true definition of celebrity. What I'm really teaching people is how to own their space, how to be the authority and the go-to in their space. And does celebrity or fame come with that sometimes? Yes. But I want you to be the only choice when it comes to being a dentist, an author, a speaker, entrepreneur of any sorts. It's really about owning your space, and you do that by building your authority.
Are you doing one-on-one coaching with people?
Do that. Well, what I do first is I take you through a scoring system. So I need to diagnose where you are, and I've come up with an authority ladder. So you may be just starting and you're emerging. Well, once I take you through a few questions, I give you your score and I see where you are, then I may have to start with an audit to just give you an overview and define, you know, who you are, give you that clarity, help you with your positioning and give you a roadmap. But if you're a little bit further along, we may do an intensive where I spend a half a day with you and we go into a deep dive as to what you need to do at your level. And so we have five levels: emerging, advancing, a recognized authority, an influential authority, and then the highest level is the dominant authority. When someone thinks about veneers, they're thinking about Dr. Catrice Austin. When someone's thinking about media, they're thinking about Gear Media, you know. So that's what we, you know, I meet you where you are, and then I do the necessary things to give you that roadmap so you can get to that dominant space, that dominant authority level.
So what attracts you to celebrities? What makes you want to be involved in celebrity culture and lifestyle?
I grew up in a music. My mom was a teenager. She was 17 when she had me, and she took me to all the concerts too. She was just she was into entertainment. And so she didn't put me off with my grandparents. I was in that environment. So when I got to New York City and didn't know anyone, I turned to comedy, I turned to music and dance clubs. And of course, it's the glitz and the glam, it's the fun. Outside of being a dentist, I get to, you know, that was one of the key things. I was like, dentistry is kind of boring. Like, I'm more than just a dentist. I have a life outside of dentistry. And so when I was building VIP Smiles, I said, how can I marry the two things that I love, my two worlds together? And that was the part that only made sense. And so I started hanging out at a comedy club when I got to New York in 1996. And they were just fascinated that I was a young Black female dentist at the age of 26 at the time. They were like, we never met anyone like you, so don't go back to Michigan. Like, when you finish your residency, I was there doing my residency. When you get finished, like, we would love, like, we don't want to go to the boring dentist over there. We want to go to someone cool like you. And so I said, you know, bet, I'm going to stay in New York and I will be the dentist to the stars. And it has made my career as a dentist so much better than some of my competitors. I get to have a lot of fun. I literally have gone on tour with some of my clients, European tours. Like, I'm cool to hang around. And so I get to do cool things and travel the world and do dentistry a different way. I have mobile equipment where I've been in the studio with DJ Khaled fixing his teeth. I have videos that I have on YouTube, you know, so I get to have a lot of fun. That's why I do it.
Nice. So Richard Browning, do you have a question?
Yeah, I think it's more of an observation, really. I mean, I think that's really impressive. At such a young age as well, to not feel intimidated or too reserved to go and like reach out. I bet we can all remember, and people listening to this can all remember, times where either you know you should have just turned around and said something to somebody that you recognized, yes, or maybe, yes, it was somebody you actually wanted to speak to from a romantic point of view, you know,
yes,
or more importantly, let's be positive, the time you did have the guts to go and do that and how it paid off. I can't think of a time where I did have the confidence to do that and I did it and it didn't pay off. It very rarely goes wrong.
That's right.
I can't You're right. Do you agree?
That's right. I would agree. In my 30 years, I've probably had only two celebrities that kind of like, what are you talking about? Like, no, you know, but the rest of them were very receptive because they all have that need. And I'll be honest, it took me about an hour, about a half an hour to get the guts to go over there. But just what you said, Richard, I said, you know what? He's a musical legend. I may not ever see this man again in my life. So you know what? You got to take that shot. And I'm so glad that I did.
Mm-hmm. I think that's great. And actually, it really is hard if you are thoughtful in how you approach somebody. It is unusual, I think, that that's going to pay off badly. Like you say, the worst is you get a slightly dilute sense of humiliation. They're like, sorry, who are you? And you just go, oh, sorry, don't worry about it. I mean, that's not the end of the world. Why is that? Why are we so inhibited, especially this side of the Atlantic? In Europe and the UK, we're terrible at this, by the way. You guys in America generally are much more open at doing this kind of thing. But it is funny to think how generally it's nearly always positive. I mean, do you feel the same, James?
Yeah, 100%. I was just going to say that. Right? And by the way, Catrice, that's been my experience as well. Talking to people, just reaching out. My observation has been in talking to people, you know, celebrities, sports figures, whatever, has been they're people too. And frankly, if you're not a jerk about it, right, and you're not demanding and you're sincere, I've always found people to be incredibly receptive to have conversations and those sorts.
Dr. Catrice Austin, celebritybrandingusa.com. I'm just wondering how you balance your two businesses because you're a dentist, but you're also helping people with media. Like, that is a lot of work for one person to do. How are you balancing that?
It is. Well, what I didn't say is in 2017, I did sell my practice. And now I have a lot more time to focus. And during the pandemic, this is exactly what I spent a lot of time in the house building my new business. I do dentistry right now. I'm kind of filling in for dentists who need, you know, time off. Or right now I'm filling in for someone who had back surgery in December. So I can still, you know, as long as I keep my licenses active, I can still keep my fingers and my hands wet in dentistry. Now, if somebody calls me right now and they want a smile makeover, I have an office that I can still see them, but I'm not practicing dentistry full time. I really want to be on the other end and coach and help the dentists that are coming out of school. They have a lot of pressure, a lot of debt, and the industry is changing. So they need me more than ever right now to figure out how they can stand out and really monetize their businesses and get that visibility. So I feel even better being on this side of the spectrum to help them be successful. I've had my success. Now it's just as rewarding to see other people build their brands and their businesses. I get just as much as joy as doing a smile makeover.
Right? Dr. Austin, so just one last question here before we wrap up the segment. What are the three most important things we should pay attention to maintain proper oral health?
Gosh, I have a smile workout. Number one, if you have bleeding gums, you see pink in the sink, that means you have a gum disease, gingivitis, a mild gum disease, or advanced gum disease. And what you need to do, here's the workout. Brush for 2 minutes. Electric toothbrush are my favorite. Floss, use the flossers. They're easy, affordable, and will save your smile. And also use mouth rinse for 30 seconds, 10 seconds, 10 seconds, and take it to the head. And don't forget the tongue. Clean that tongue. It holds a lot of bacteria. And if you do that every single day, in the morning and at night, you will save your smile, have fresh breath, and a confident smile as well.
Brush awesome. And floss and rinse.
There you go. All right.
Okay. Well, how do people find you?
If you are interested in branding, you go to celebritybrandingusa.com. And if you are still interested in a smile makeover, you could go to dentalhealthvipsmiles.com and tune into the Let's Talk Smiles podcast.
Okay, thank you.
If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the podcast and leave a quick review. Also, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for bonus content.
Learn more at PassageToProfitShow.com.